see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. Boy, I almost blew you away tonight on that one. Oh, calm down a little bit. There we go. Let's break it down just a tad bit. Watch these levers. Welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. Today I gotta continue on next 2 hours on the 5 steps that's been implemented for the longest time on the takedown of the United States and for the world government on how they're doing it. Now, some people might be interested in that, and others want to worry about this. It's a weird name. The guy that just got traded for 5 Taliban. All that's set up a long time ago. Oh, my goodness. I'll talk a little bit about that, I suppose. It's very uninteresting and very manipulative. And already set up, and everybody in the world is going to be talking about it. While they're passing the Child Euthanasia Act in Oregon. While they're doing other things around changing legislation to set you up for a military takeover that will be worse than the past. Billed as benevolent, it will be a lie. One of the ones that's promoting this military takeover, the U.S. government, is Rick Joyner. Rick Joyner is a so-called evangelist down in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's okay, but what's not okay is he's a Knights of Malta. He's another one of the murderers. All the secret societies at the highest level will sacrifice their own brotherhood of the Freemasons in a heartbeat because of their self-professed, self-proclaimed divine position to help man ascend to the next level. That was hard. The Rosicrucian notion of becoming like Superman. Man to become like a god. Genesis 3:2-2. It's always been that. It's not about sovereignty, patriotism. Not about rights of others. It has to do with their individual, self-serving idea of becoming a Superman or a saint or ascending to a godlike status. That's all they care about. Under the cover of being benevolent and Christian? Hardly. God sees through this facade. They will not fool the Holy Spirit. They can fool mankind and tens of thousands of parishioners and followers in the Word, but it will come out in the wash. And wash of the Holy Spirit to strip them down and reveal who they really are. That day's coming. The day of the Lord will come. And there's nothing they can do to stop it. Not one thing. It's impossible. In the meantime, we got to go through all their machinations and all their manipulations and the five-step program that's been set up for centuries. I'm going to tell you what it is today in detail. The devil's in the detail. You get it? And so that's what's really going on today. And today's news are nothing more than litmus tests and reports of their progress. All the news. To let their followers know in the tens of thousands and thousands and thousands of where they sit, where they are. Whereas the regular Joe out here has no idea of the secret messages they pass. But the ones that are involved in secret societies use these newspaper reports on a daily basis as sort of an idea as how close they're getting to their ascension. Ascension. Those to ascend to the next level. Some of us that have been studying this for a while might call it the fake rapture, the fake pre-trib rapture. The so-called ascension. Satan knows his time's coming, so he's got to prepare to cause a falling away and fool all those who are the elect. Those of you that are watchmen, you better come out really quick. Because they are moving very fast now. Woodrow Wilson, high school principal, Pete Cahal, whatever, stunned many of his D.C. students when he came out during the school's gay pride celebration, which is June. He came out. High school principal came out as gay, was unexpected. Family, it's rampant. Do you ever wonder why all of a sudden, in the past 6, 7, 8, 9 months, that they're all coming out of the woodwork? It's not just homosexuality that's a sin. There's other sins that all of us have committed, which is just as bad as homosexuality. But they're changing the laws. That's the problem. And they know that at the highest level. The ones on the lower level, they don't know what they're involved in. They have no idea that they're involved in their own demise. They have no idea. They have purposely put in bondage the homosexual community. Shameful. And now they're saying, now you can come out. That's what they did with the feminist movement. Feminist movement was designed, orchestrated, paid for by the Rockefellers. Oh, I got evidence the feminist movement was designed to take down America. You may deny it, but I have the proof to prove it. That would work, I guess. Rousseau even talks about it. Testimony. And the documentation is virtually irrefutable. All these events are here to take down America. And I'm going to specifically talk about events that set up as noted in 1993 until today. that goes back a long time ago, I will show you how they set us up all along the way. And once you understand where the enemy has set us up, you'll get an idea where you stand. You get an idea of how to deal with it. And I'll tell you a little secret. It has to do with supernatural. It has to do with spiritual warfare. The Joint Chief of Staff would do good to understand this, but they don't. They're way in over their head. They have no idea what they're doing. I mean this literally. They don't understand what they're involved in. They don't understand how high this goes. And they wouldn't want to hear it if it was told to them. They couldn't. There's no way they could handle it. By no stretch of imagination. It's unfortunate. But some of them at the highest level, well, they do. They know what they're doing. Because they're the ones leading this takeover of America by the secret societies. They know exactly what they're doing. And they're lying to the American public and their former and their former military subordinates. They're all built up with their top secret clearances and the facade that what they know is what's going on and is not, absolutely is not. They never make the deadlines of the highest level. Because the supernatural is controlled. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, as I do. And then I'm going to jump into some news about, well, actually, I know what I'll do. What I'll do is I'll start the discussion of the five-step program and then integrate the news I had to talk about today with it. It's killing two birds with one stone. And show you how it is up to date. I can do that. I just now thought of that. How about that? That's what I do. I go along as I go along with the program in my head as I pull things out here and there. And it ends up being a program. I never really formally prepare. Because I let the Holy Spirit guide me. I want to open up some eyes today, I hope. But you got to know the enemy. If you don't know the enemy, how can you possibly defeat the enemy or deal with it? You can't. The Illuminati, as they're called, they reveal the truth about 80-90%. And they use truth tellers in various programs and TV and so forth. The way you control the enemy, which is us, is by you infiltrate the enemy. That's us, and they infiltrated into every area of our lives. Always have. You know this conspiracy specifically really started and carried through each generation? Since 1425. The Declaration of Independence was part of their agenda. They brought us the Declaration of Independence. They brought us the Declaration of Independence. They patterned it after the Magna Carta. It's designed to set up the specter, the trigger called liberty and freedom. Everybody fights for liberty and freedom. They know that. So they use that as a tool to galvanize the target population. Now, everything I'm telling you is proven. I can give you the evidence for it. Anytime anybody wants or asks for specifically, I have it. Do you all realize what I've just said? How orchestrated this really is? And when you apply it to everyday life, it changes everything you used to know to be true. And what that is very similar to losing a loved one in death. And people don't want to accept it. They go in denial. They reject it. Complacency. There's five or six steps people go into. I don't want to go into it now, that particular part, the different steps that people go into. But it's the same as losing a loved one. It's called the steps of mourning. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. It's the same as trying to learn the reality of our corrupted history, the truth about what we're involved in, the New World Order. And you're not getting it in the news today. You're not getting it in a lot of shows. They're not touching it. They put us up on these little instances that's happened, like this this trade-off of Taliban for one soldier. That was set up a long time ago. I'll explain that here a little later. So I want to dedicate the broadcast. And we will move right along here. Okay. You know, it amazes me how what we've been told and what's in the history books is not remotely what's really going on. It amazes me immensely. It's like you live in another world. And then what happens is you're...
911.
Okay, family, I have a family emergency here. I must get involved in, so bear with me here. And I will be back. I have a situation here that I have to deal with. I've got a 911 call. It's a long story. So do stand by, and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
I'm back. I guess I owe an explanation at this point in time. I've not talked about it any. I don't talk about personal things much because who's interested, you know, really. I got my own life and my own things going on and so forth and so on. Well, I guess now, since it's sort of involved broadcast, I guess I should explain what I've been dealing with very quickly. I have a stepdad that's kept me since I was young, very young, 6 years old. And he's been dying since, well, actually January, February, and my parents moved in with me here, and so I've been having to deal with that for the past 4 or 5 months. That's why, well, anyway, so I continue with the broadcast and continue with what I'm doing, and it's been getting steadily worse, and then something major happened a little while ago, and so, you know, we had to call an ambulance. So you understand, I'm sure some of y'all have been involved in the same, but I still continue on. Things are taken care of. Ambulance is on the way and so forth and what have you. But that's why I had to leave, and that's what's going on here. I do know about supernatural attacks. A lot of people do not understand it. That a lot of disease, a lot of maladies, a lot of family situations that's gone just completely awry and just off the wall conflicts are caused by the supernatural. Of that, there's no doubt, no question whatsoever. The documentation on this is in the Bible, you see. And there's no refuting it. There's just simply dealing with it. And it's spiritual warfare at the highest level. It is real. And that's why, if you look at your Bibles, except for the King James, look at all the other Bibles, especially the NIV Bible, that trash, the NIV, you will find Matthew 17:21. Howbeit this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. Talking about demonic entities, devils, that are in people's bodies, what the Bible says. So whether you like it or whether you don't like it, it's not the issue. Whether you believe them or not, doesn't matter. They exist. And they're covered specifically in the Bible. And ways to defeat them is covered in the Bible. And preachers today, shame on them, are not talking to their parishioners on how to deal with demonic entities. It's not happening. And these preachers out here, these rabbis, and these priests are failing at their jobs miserably because they're not preparing their people how to deal with the supernatural realm in spiritual warfare. It's an abomination of churches. The Laodicean churches have failed at their job. Well, a lot of these things are caused by supernatural. Not all, but the majority. This is what's going on in our lives today. Now, these steps I'm talking about to start off with, what do you think that mankind, going all the way back, these steps to for a world domination, a world government, world tyranny, etc., etc., where in the world do you think it comes from? You think mankind figured this out, that it carried from one generation to the next perfectly? It's impossible. William G. Carr's book, Red Fog Over America, he has a quote in there from a clergyman that basically says that you have convinced me that the conspiracy which we're dealing with is a conspiracy of Satan. That's paraphrased, but that's what it says. That's not the quote exactly, but it's really close. This is what's going on. And until these joint chiefs of staff, until those at the highest level of government, science, arts, whatever, understand this truth, they will never figure out what their lives are about. They'll never, ever figure out why things are happening the way they are. They have no idea. At the Council of Foreign Relations, at the highest level, they have no idea what's going on. They think they do. They do not. They will be targeted. They'll cut the limbs off of the tree as they're going to cut the tree down, they start with the limbs first. And they're nothing but the limbs. You see, they're going to prune that tree. The root of it are the fallen angels and Satan. And the smartest thing he ever did was convince people he doesn't exist. And this is the rule, the supernatural. I'm dedicated to broadcast now. And we're going to get started. I'm going to break down this. I may go into tomorrow. And I'm also going to touch on some areas they do not want people to talk about. I realize this. Several areas. And I'm going to really talk about the subjects they don't want nobody to talk about. And that's about the millennium. I want to break it down and talk about the millennium in the Bible studies and next week about spiritual warfare. I want to focus on how to deal with these Nephilim, how to deal with the entities. You see, these are things they don't want you to talk about. And there's some other areas I'm going to cover that are taboo in the churches to speak about. Isn't that a shame? You see. So God will take us down to get us to bring us back up again. Because he makes us call upon him. We're in our worst times. You see. And people aren't getting it. To call on him in the worst of times. You see. But we put him secondly. And we think we're going to do it ourselves. Well, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here shortly. I have EMS is here, so it's a little bit of an issue. I think now is probably the best time to dedicate the broadcast. Lord, we come today before you in prayer, and we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, we lift up to you our prayers, our lives, our families. Lord, we pray against the forces of evil. Father, we pray that, plead that precious, corrupt, incorruptible blood of Jesus around ourselves and around others, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to send that Holy Spirit down to come among us and guide us and bring comfort to those who are in fear, those who are in sorrow, that, Lord, you use that Holy Spirit to protect them, to give them that guidance, give them that wisdom, give them that discernment to defeat the wiles of the devil. We know, Father, that the influence is becoming greater. That's why, Father, we need those giant warrior angels to be down here, that, Father, that many are in unbelief. Many are in unbelief. And Lord, we need help down here because there's so much deception. It's why, Father, we plead and we pray. And then we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over ourselves, over myself, over our families and everything that belongs to all of us. Father, we ask you for giant warrior angels and those to be loose from heaven to surround and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down, undam, and blow up all the walls of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And Father, to break the power of all these curses, hexes, the vexes, spells and charms and the fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control, the jinxes, the potions, bewitchments, death and destruction that they cause, the sickness and pain, the torment, the psychic prayer power, the psychic warfare, the prayer chains be broken up, and everything else being sent my way, our way, or our family members' way, to return it and the demons to the senders right now. And back to them sevenfold. And bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray at these lost souls that they'll find the light of your Son, Jesus, that their own snares and their traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask the Holy Spirit to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, and they may be set free from the bondages of Satan. In Jesus' name we send this prayer. That's why, Father, we pray in the full armor of God. And we pray on that belt of truth, that it may be buckled around our waist, that it's centered and encircled by your truth, dear Lord. Hem us up inside that's true and right, and may we be protected and held up by the truth of your living word. And Father, we pray on the breastplate of righteousness to protect our vital organs and our inner man, to cover our integrity, our soul, and our spirit. Father, we pray on the gospel shoes of peace, to choose to stand in the shoes of your good news and on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ, who's a solid rock. And Lord, we pray the shield of faith into our hand right now. As we take up the shield of faith, we ask that you might extinguish every dart and arrow that's launched from the enemy to take us down spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And may our faith always be out in front like a child, like a shield, to give us the courage to face our fears by choosing to walk by faith and not by sight. We pray on the helmet of salvation, that we might protect our minds from the thoughts of that can lead us astray, and protect us from being double-minded, that we may allow our mind, who's the command center of the rest of our body, to be saturated with the mind of Christ. And finally, Lord, we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we pray this offensive weapon into our hand, and ask that your word be fitted for every encounter we might face. Father, we pray for our loved ones. Father, those that's close to us, we pray the blood of Jesus around them. And Lord, we pray for Tom Listener's mother, that, Lord, that she'll be healed. Lord, we need to extend this prayer to others as the prayer you hear the words of those in the hearts of those listening and those praying. They have their own prayers, Lord, for their own families to hear those prayers. Father, as you guide us around and to help us stay straight, we pray for our veterans. Father, that they'll be protected from these microchips, from these psychotropic drugs, to render them null and void in their bodies. And for those targeted individuals using technology, that, Father, you turn that technology back to the senders and destroy their technology. And Lord, we pray for those children that's being abducted. We pray that they'll be released. That, Father, you'll take away the sacrifices of these Wicca and these Satanists. And, Father, to cause conversions, or, Father, to destroy their Wiccan covens, cause derision and division. And Father, in these things we pray, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, what I'm going to do, I think it works out better, is to go over these steps. And it's certainly the news today. I can give you real world examples using the newsletter that I have to show you how they have implemented these steps. Now, I'll just be scratching the surface, understand. But these are the steps that's been used and utilized, set up, even before 1776. Lasting from one generation to the next, each planning 20, 40, 50 years ahead. In some cases, understand that the civil rights movement, for example, was planned over a century ahead of time. You understand this? How deep this goes. And all this is with evidence. That's the point. It's not speculation. It's not theory. When people say, oh, it's just a theory, I just say, yeah, okay. I don't have time to explain them the whole story sometimes unless they want to listen. Very few do. When you say, do you want to see the evidence? And they start running. What else is there to say? When they say, oh, sure, yeah, show me your evidence. Oh, goody. No problem. Or they'll say, well, where do you get your evidence from? They always have some kind of comeback. And you explain it all. Not a problem. Family, you got to know the enemy before you even begin to fight the enemy. When you know the enemy, then you know what weapons to use. You know who you're up against. But if you don't, how do you defeat an enemy you don't know anything about? But that works both ways. Because, see, the enemy, at the highest level of the supernatural realm, Satan, doesn't have the dimensional capacity to understand God. So how can he even begin to form any kind of defense or even kind of offense against God himself? And the supernatural realm uses the natural realm, the councils, committees, CFR, all these human levels. Humans don't have the dimensional capacity to understand the supernatural. So they just use human entities, human beings, as nothing more than slaves who just follow along because of rewards that they think they're going to receive. You see, this is the reality. And everybody else talks about what? They talk about this Taliban exchange. They talk about Fukushima. They talk about, meteorites falling out or disease over here, disease over there. They talk about floods, all kinds of stuff. But they don't realize it's all put together. You see, they control the weather through HAARP. That's been proven over and over. They run people out of their homes so they can take over. They cause chaos in order to bring order. Now, if you look up HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, you'll find how it controls the weather. They've been trying to control the weather all the way back to Vietnam, even before that. So it's nothing unusual. Okay. Now, in their five-step plan that they have instituted against us, it goes back to May the 1st, 1776. Now, I'm not going to talk about that one specifically and give you a darn history lesson, but that's when it started. That's when it started, actually, for America. As a matter of fact, it was briefed, laid out at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad in June of 1782. And so, let me tell you what happened then. And it was the Comte de Varoux, V-I-R-I-E-U. Now, excuse my French, but, and if there's any Freemasons listening, you better take heed. Because in light of revelations, not the book, but the revelations of how the Illuminati linked up to the Freemasons, Masons, Freemasons today would be shocked if they were to discover that at least Continental Masonry and the Illuminati were formally wedded, combined in July of 1782. They had lengthy negotiations between Weishaupt, Adam Weishaupt, a Jesuit priest, and members of Freemasonry at the highest level, an agreement was reached on December the 20th, 1781. And the agreement was to combine the two orders of Illuminati and Freemasons. The outside world at that time was reported from testimony would never know what really occurred at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, because even the honorable men who had been unwittingly drawn into the movement were under oath to reveal nothing. That's what the blood oaths are all about. But there's an honest Freemason among them whose name was the Comte de Villaroux. He said in his own biography, he said, and I quote, "Tragic secrets, I will not confide them to you. I can only tell you that all this is very much more serious than you think. The conspiracy which is being woven is so well thought out that it will be impossible for the monarchy and the church to escape it," unquote. And so when you look a little bit more deeper, you find that his biographer, Costa de Beauregard, he said, and I quote, "The Comte de Villaroux could only speak of Freemasonry with horror from then on." Now, the first 3 degrees of Freemasonry, they don't understand this. They don't know. All the way up to Master Mason. They don't start finding things out to about the 4th degree. And they start changing things on them. They start saying, well, I know we told you this when you were 3rd degree or 2nd degree, but here's what it really means since you're a 4th degree now. And then go on up, 10th degree. Well, you're a 10th degree now, but I know we told you this is what it meant back in the Blue Lodge, but here's what it really means since you're at this high level. Here's a secret you're not supposed to tell anyone. This is a baloney. They tell them every time, every degree, to pull them in. In the South, North Carolina especially, is heavy in Freemasonry. And you've got, I'd say, 99% of Freemasons in the town I live in. They don't know how deep this goes. And that they are going to be killed. They will die, literally, when the Great White Brotherhood has total control of this world government. They are going to kill every Freemason. That's a guarantee, a promise. It's covered in their protocols, chapter 15. They better understand this. They better know what they're involved in. And this goes as high as generals, colonels, majors, congressmen that are not part of the Illuminati will die. They will not ascend to the next evolution of mankind. It's not going to happen. They're being lied to. At the highest level, they actually believe that they're dealing with aliens or time travelers. They're not. They're dealing with supernatural devils, fallen angels. Supernatural realm is the rule, not the exception. And you know, from that point on, in 1782, this is very important, and you'll see why here in a second. The headquarters of the Illuminized Freemasonry now was then moved to Frankfurt, Germany, of course. And that's a stronghold of German finance, controlled by the Rothschilds. The actual controllers, though, are the Knights Templar, the Irish. But for the first time in 1782, Jews were admitted into the order. And previously, Jews had only been admitted to a division of the order. It was called the, quote, "small and consistent Sanhedrin of Europe." Jews aren't in control of this agenda. They'd have you to believe they are. They're not. They're a part of it, the fake Jews in Israel today. The Star of David is nothing more than a witchcraft sign of hexagram. Our own stars and stripes, the stars, are the pentagrams, that's what they mean. What really caused me some heartburn was me being a former U.S. Marine and captain and infantry and all this and all that, as I upheld the Medal of Honor in complete and total reverence and Navy Cross. But when I started this study, little did I realize that the Medal of Honor is a satanic Baphomet That's the same. Well, I hate saying it too, but I have to tell you. It's the same logo, emblem of the Eastern Stars in the Freemasonry. It's Satanic Baphomet, the star turned upside down. That's what it is. Now, all of a sudden, we're getting these articles coming out and revelations and all this stuff that America was never founded on Christian values and all this and all that. The Freemasons did it and all this. All of a sudden, it's coming out of the woodwork. Notice that? That they're really shooting America down? That's quite the understatement. Well, let me tell you why they're doing this. They're doing it because they're setting up one of their plans. It was briefed in 1873 to 1901. They had several briefings, the Illuminati. And one of them was, quote, when the worthlessness of all governments have been acknowledged, and in a single day we'll launch the New World Order, or what they call it, the World Revolutionary Movement. They must first get the citizens of every country, certainly that's the United States, to once and for all, to acknowledge the worthlessness of government. And once they've done that, then the people will be more lenient toward accepting a new order. It's called the dialectic. That's what they're doing now. To show you that we weren't founded on divine principles, which we weren't, is a facade. Well, they want you to know that. So I'm taking a step further. I'm showing you why they're trying to show you the truth, because it serves them the purpose of having us to take on another despotic government under the guise that's benevolent. And that's a lie, too. Jesus is the only way, supernaturally. That is the answer. And this is not a religious program I've got for you. My show is not religious. It is reality. So this is why they're coming out with these reports. America was never founded under Christian values. There's people renouncing their citizenship and all this stuff. Other countries as well. This is part of us accepting, as humankind, the New World Order for peace. When in reality, it's going to be worse than any of them has ever been conceived. But first, they got to get you to accept it, pull you into it, get total control under the digital tattoo. Yeah, the mark of the beast. Yeah, I talked about that the past 4 days. And once they got total control, man, they're going to turn ugly. I'm telling you right now what's getting ready to happen. Chester M. Pierce, doctor of Harvard. Is that high enough for you? He said in front of 2,000 teachers in 1973 in Denver, Colorado, he addressed 2,000 teachers with a microphone standing in front of them, and his mouth was opening and the words was coming out. And here's the words. How can I get more explicit? Here's what he said to 2,000 teachers. Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief of a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the national children of the future. Now you know why. Recently, when I gave you that article about that teacher that stopped that kid from reading his Bible in his rest period, why a lot of teachers now, female teachers, are having sexual relationships with their high school students. And they want you to know it, too. Don't you think normally they'd hide it? Yeah, they're not going to hide it. They want you to know it. So you'll justify signing the International Rights of the Child. We're getting there shortly. Remember everything I've said. it's all linked together. And I can prove it. You see, I mean, so that being said, what Dr. Chester Pierce said summarizes what all of them are saying and all of them have done since education began. As a matter of fact, to show you the continuity, let's take it back to 1930. Charles Francis Potter, educator, said or proclaimed, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every public school is a school of humanism," unquote. They're controlled by Freemasons. Humanism is the religion of the Antichrist. Satan is humanism. To exalt ourselves as humans. And not God. This is what it's all about. And every college and university has been affected by the Marxist socialism preachment. Every faculty in America has among its members a resident Marxist scholar to keep track of what's being taught to make sure it follows the Humanist Manifesto. And they keep them under a blood oath so as not to reveal what they're doing. That's why teachers do what they're told to do so they don't want to lose their job. Others are taking blood oaths with Eastern Star or Freemasons to be quiet. This is what's really going on behind the scenes. That's why they're putting law enforcement in your schools, not to protect them. No. Sandy Hook was a false flag to justify putting security, armed security police in your schools. For their protection? No. It's protect the school from the parents when they start the unauthorized and mandatory vaccinations. You will not be able to pull your kid out of school. He will be vaccinated with that garbage they got in those vaccinations. When they start to indoctrinate them and you get a text from your child that, "Mom, they're telling us all kinds of this, that, and the other stuff that will be Satanist, will be anti-biblical." They're doing it already. And so you're going to get a text from your child, "This is not good," and you're going to go quickly from work or home to pick up your kid. You will not be able to take them out or off the bus even, or you're going to jail. And don't come up with this Constitution nonsense. They've rendered the Constitution null and void already. 1938. Once they have your kids, they belong to them. Family, you got to know what you're dealing with. I'm trying to tell people hard as I can of what you're trying to deal with and hope the bad guys even hear it so they'll know that we know what you're doing. And it brings it out in light that they like to keep in the dark. And once they hear it, they're responsible. You see. So, that little bit being said, I mean, that's a little bit. If you understood exactly how the thing worked, it's just amazing. Now, Miss Hillary Clinton, who's going to go for president, see, they've already got women in major roles throughout the world, letting you know that. Superhero women. Everything that men used to do, women are doing. They're bringing back the Amazon, exalting the Nephilim or the superheroes. This is all part of the mind frame. Superman comic book was written by a Freemason in 1938. It's all part of the Rosicrucian idea of man to become a Superman. Family goes back 1,000 years plus. In the official CFR magazine, Foreign Affairs, in 1974, it said, quote, Richard Gardner said in 1974, "In short, the House of World Order will have to build from the bottom rather from than from the top down. An end run around national sovereignty. An end run around national sovereignty. Eroding it piece by piece will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned assault. You know what Jimmy Carter, the fake Christian, said? Jimmy Carter said, I quote, "We must replace balance of power politics with world order politics," unquote. I hesitate so you can hear what I've said and then let it sink in a little bit. And there's a scary clue from a non-elected representative of the United States in 1993. And she said, the major goal of the Clinton administration is the remaking of the American way of politics, government, indeed life. Let us be willing to remold society by redefining what it means to be a human being in 20th century, moving to the new millennium. Hillary Clinton, unquote. See what you're dealing with? Won't that be a hoot if Super Hillary comes to the 2016 presidential election, which has never happened? We've never elected anybody in the first place. We're always appointed. They've told us that. You've never elected anybody in our history. Who will they appoint this time for president of this corporation called America? Will it be Hillary Clinton and Wesley Clark as her vice president? Powder Puff Clark, a murderer over in Bosnia and Kosovo, who tried to start World War III in June 1999? Oh, look it up. Go look it up. Look it up. Thank God you had somebody strong to go against Wesley Clark and refuse to obey his orders. It took another general, Michael Jackson of the British mechanized unit. He refused to fire or to block the Russian Spetsnaz as they were taking 200 of them to take the Pristina airport. Well, Wesley Clark ordered James Blunt, who was a lieutenant and a commander of a mechanized unit, to block the Russians from taking Pristina airport. It was a setup to start a firefight between Russians and British. Michael Jackson told him to stuff it. He says, "I'm not going to start World War III for you," and refused his order. That's a really good general. To refuse an illegal order is what you should do. He did it and stopped World War III. You won't hear that too many places. I was in Kosovo for 5 years, from October 1999 to 2004. I was in the middle of it, of that effort. I wasn't in the middle of the incident in June 1999, but I was in the middle of the rebuilding of Kosovo after Wesley Clark and the NATO invaders took it down and helped Al-Qaeda all through for 5 years while I was there. It's all another story I've talked about before, but that's not about that. I'm just giving you snippets of what I do know to be a fact. Now, these people and their pawns are talking about change. Well, a very deep, all-encompassing change. They want to change the very essence of our society that began in 1425 until today. So I'm going to talk about a summary, probably part two tomorrow, of their five-step program designed to change the world. Now, some of those, my regular listeners, bear with me because you're going to hear some of the same information, but you're going to hear something new also. I always do that in all my broadcasts. And that sort of puts things in perspective about where these situations fit and how it all comes together. People can deny that there's a conspiracy, that it's all just a conspiracy theory. I'm telling you right now, they have absolutely no proof that it's not, and we got all the proof that it is. Virtually irrefutable proof that they tend to want to ignore. Ignoring it don't change the fact that it exists. Now, what are the five steps that they've done? And these five steps is nothing but a summary of a much larger agenda of the Illuminati. The five steps are basic, pretty much. I had a copy of the 21 steps, I think it was, or I don't have it handy with me right this moment. If somebody has that, you can send it to me by email. I don't have the time to chase it down right now, but I do have the five steps of the basic plan that they have. Here we go. Step one is their plan to demolish the very foundations of biblical morality. That is their plan. These are steps discussed in the Bilderberg meeting, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, United Nations, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, and Gorbachev Foundation. They discuss how can we demolish the foundations of this biblical morality. You understand how this goes. They discuss this. They talk about this. They come up with specific plans of instances they're going to institute, instigate, promote, and then they test it and see how their efforts have been succeeding. Because the common doctrine and goals of secular humanism and Marxism and Leninism is what we're talking about. So the goals are to deny the existence of God, deny the existence of a soul, deny the existence of absolute moral laws, deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, deny the sanctity of individual human life, claim they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. And last, it's based on the Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2, quote, believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Now, they've sat through with that, and homosexual marriage is one of the methods. That's why they use the NAACP, ACLU, for these purposes. There's a bigger agenda going on that people have no idea about. Going back to 1940, to show you the continuity. After 1945, Brock Chisholm said, and I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Now, we'll get to that here shortly. Again. So, step number one. Demolish the foundations of biblical morality. These are talking points in those councils and committees I just mentioned. When America was operating under the principles of biblical Christianity, and it was a facade, because most of the founders were Freemasons and deists, other Freemasons were fooled. And they caught on to what was happening in 1776. The Jesuits killed them. Long story short. But when we were operating under these principles, it did rise to the highest point of any civilization on earth. Only as the United States abandoned these roots, which were a facade in the first place, and as orchestrated, we began to fall from its place, our place of economic and moral leadership, as designed. So the essence of biblical Christianity, it was still used by God as the last bastion of Christianity. But Christianity, not being followed as a religion, but because they're Christians that believed in Jesus Christ that followed him. Unfortunately, they didn't understand the true essence of Christianity by the Catholic Church. It was working against God, not for him. That goes back to the 4th century. But they made it the very fabric of the U.S. Constitution. They placed ultimate value on life and liberty. The principles of the Bible were contained within the Constitution and did exist. But in the shadows, it was never carried out. Individuals are important. Everyone has inalienable rights that come from our Creator, by the way. Traditional family. The husband is the bread winner. The wife is the bread maker, counselor, and teacher of the children. It's the nuclear family, traditional family. They needed that for First War and Second War to galvanize. After World War 45, 1945, it was time to take down the family, to destroy the nation. That's where all these other projects started in 1946. The traditional family was established by monogamous heterosexual parents who lovingly passed these truths to their offspring. That's the vital building block of a moral civilization. So it's these traditional American Christian values that are put out in the front that's the biggest threat to those who would unite the world under their leadership. But they use these values in order to galvanize a nation to fight the wars, you understand. And after World War II, 1945, didn't need it any longer. Had to take down what they started, the family. That's where you get these quotes after 1945. Now, I'm going to look at a microscopic sample of what these people believe, what they're trying to force on our social order. John Dewey, the educator and author of the Humanist Manifesto, also the father of American education. He said, and I quote, "Religious humanists regard the universe as self-existing and not created," unquote. He's the father of American education, along with Horace Mann. Also, he was in the planning process back in 1917 time frame of setting up the extraterrestrial hoax that's getting ready to make its public debut. Goes on back to 1900s. And John Dewey was a big member of that planning that leads up to today. Joycelyn Elders, U.S. Surgeon General, back in the 90s, said the following, quote, "We need to speak out to tell people that sex is good, sex is wonderful. It's a normal part and healthy part of our being, whether it's homosexual or heterosexual," unquote. Joycelyn Elders, quote, "Give me the choice of trying to educate a 3-year-old about sex or trying to educate an 18-year-old. I'll take the 3-year-old anytime," unquote. Joycelyn Elders, and she represents the whole lot of them. And you know Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice under the Clinton administration? She based her report on the U.S. Commission of Civil Rights and her previous court opinions and stated that the federal government should lower the age of sexual consent to 12 and legalize prostitution. Now, isn't that what the Muslims do? Or is that what the humanists do? Not just Muslims. It's what the humanists do. It's not about Islam. Islam was created by the Vatican anyway. Islam, before it was ever existing. It never existed before the 6th century until the Vatican created the religion of Islam in the 6th century. That's according to Alberto Rivera, a Jesuit priest. He confirms it. And Cardinal Bea, B-E-A, talks about that. Sure does. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, and I quote, "Prostitution as a consensual act between adults is arguably within a zone of privacy protected by recent constitutional decisions. Prostitution. I don't think God approves of that much, do you? Christine Gibby. She was Clinton's appointee as AIDS czar. She said America had a sex problem. America needs to view human sexuality as essentially important and pleasurable thing. If we do not, we will continue to be a repressed Victorian society that misrepresents information, denies sexuality early, denies homosexuality, particularly in teens, and leaves people abandoned with no place to go. I can help just a little bit in my job as the AIDS czar, standing on the White House lawn talking about sex with no lightning bolts falling on my head, unquote. So another self-proclaimed lesbian in the Clinton administration suggested that part of the problem rested with groups like the Boy Scouts of America. Roberta Auchenberg, Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, she said, and I quote, "Do we want children learning the values of an organization that provides character building exclusively for straight, God-fearing male children?" Unquote. And you know Suzanne Fields, she was at that time, during the Clinton administration, a syndicated writer for the Los Angeles Times. She kind of wrote an op-ed protest of what she called in-your-face homosexuality in June of 1993. Said, I quote, "What do you think about two women riding in a convertible with the top down, kissing each other passionately on the mouth, while the 7-year-old son of one of them sits in the back seat, watching in bewilderment? What do you think when you see the car carries a banner celebrating family values?" How do you feel that one of these women was confirmed by the Senate as an assistant secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development? So later she reports, well, the kissers are from 1992 video of the San Francisco Gay Pride Parade, which, by the way, this month is Gay Pride. Another scene portrayed in the white-haired god in anal intercourse with Uncle Sam. Their sign reads, "One Nation Under God." Anyway, they probably don't know that God won't be mocked. Our society has moved from, continuing the quote, by the way, our society has moved from taking pride in moral righteousness to a disdain for anyone who espouses virtue. In 40 years, homosexuals have moved from rhetoric calling to blend into society to become part of the power structure, to uncompromising visibility and in-your-face public sexuality. Continuing the quote, it's precisely such observations that cause concern about Roberta's, Auchenberg's prominence and power. As a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, she voted to bar the Boy Scouts from holding meetings in her troops in public schools because they refused to allow gays. Suzanne Fields goes on, Roberta Auchenberg's confirmation, Assistant Secretary of HUD, has been hailed as a breakthrough, the highest federal appointment for a lesbian activist. Dare we care if her attitude is in your face, unquote. Now, that's one part of demolishing the very foundations of biblical morality. That's their goal. Now, looking at today's news, as I said I would. Well, looky here. the 5th of June. That's today, isn't it? Yep. Utah to appeal same-sex marriage recognition ruling. In May, a federal judge ordered Utah to recognize hundreds of gay marriages performed in December and January. The federal government sees taking control of this. It's not just Obama. It's Clinton. It's Bush. It's FDR. It's Nixon. It's Reagan. It's Carter. The whole lot of them. They're part of this agenda. Don't be fooled. Obama is certainly here to do the final blow to America. Well, so is Hillary. But family, to show you, and my regular listeners, bear with me now. Y'all don't get all excited. So, well, I've heard this so many times, I don't want to hear it again. Well, I'm going to tell you, I have to do this. You say it's just Obama? Well, it is Obama. There's no question about that. But the evil goes down all the way from Obama to Bush, to Clinton, Reagan, Nixon, Carter. Did I miss anybody? All the way back to Washington. Washington even had a little sense to pull out of the Masons. General Jackson, Andrew Jackson, actually separated us from the Illuminati by balancing the budget. They tried to kill him. Lincoln was part of it, but he changed his mind and started to become a good guy and started identifying the Jesuits as the murderers that they are. They killed him. McKinley was going to try to stop in 1901, try to manipulate their efforts to take over the finances and economics. They had to kill him. Garfield was just a bad actor. Kennedy, you know about. And during the assassination of Kennedy by the Jesuits and Illuminati, CIA, Mafia, and our own government, I must include also, in all fairness, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Bobby Kennedy were all killed by the same organizations because of their non-participation with the Illuminati's plans in that period of time. To leave them out would not be the right thing to do. They were killed like Kennedy was for the same reasons. So you think it goes just Obama? That's such heresy. How about March of 4th, 1939? How about FDR? What has he got to say about it? I'll tell you exactly what he got to say about it. Behind closed doors, secretly, three congressional committees heard this. And one of the senators was Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N. And you'll find this quote in Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr, 1955, first edition. And you'll find that quote if you go on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. I've got just a handful of studies I've done, but they're intensive. And one of them is a timeline. If you go there and look up March 4th, 1939, you'll find that quote. And also in the About section, I've got a reading list of about 20-some books or so of books you can trust. I'm going to read you this quote by FDR to show you it's not just Obama. And every president between FDR and Obama have the same agenda. And many before FDR, going back all the way back to Woodrow Wilson, Mandela House. But here's FDR. So it's not just Obama. Here's what FDR said behind closed doors in 1939, 2 years before Pearl Harbor, and 6 years after a military coup was planned against the government that was blew the whistle by General Butler to Congress. He blew the whistle on a plot to seize the White House 6 years before. Here's what FDR said, the four-time elected president. Yeah, well, appointed, actually. Here's what he said behind closed doors. Quote, I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine. sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people ahead. My people was his Illuminati. Ahead of all instruments. Instruments were the American citizens. I am putting my people ahead of all instruments. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. To hell with American people as far as the democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business. Infest America. Infest America with all the aliens possible. And the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My new deal is a failure, and I know it, but no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote, FDR. Now, I did some further research, and I found out there were six phases in World War II. And they got all the way up to the fourth phase in 1942-43. Did you know that the fifth phase of World War II, which they never reached, got real close to it in France, but their fifth phase was at Churchill, working with Adolf Hitler, his second cousin. Also second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II. Also second cousin to Stalin, of the Merovingian bloodline, of the Illuminati. That Churchill, working with Hitler, was going to allow Hitler to take over Britain and France in the fifth phase of World War II. And the sixth phase, in the sixth phase, which never happened, it fell apart, was that Japan was supposed to attack Pearl Harbor in 1941 and then totally destroy Hawaii and the aircraft carriers. But somebody got word to send them out. And then from Hawaii, accumulate an invasion force of the West Coast and invade the southern part of California on cue. What cue? The sixth phase. And taken over of Britain and France by Hitler. The sixth phase, family, was to involve a dictatorship in America by FDR. And Hitler was supposed to hit the eastern coast of Canada, sweep across Canada. He knew it would not be stopped. Turn south and go straight and divide America in half. So you'd had a dictatorship in America. You'd had the Japanese on the east west coast, a dictatorship throughout the United States, and the east coast decimated and cut off from the west coast. Family, that same plan is in effect today, but using China that's already here. And the Russians already here. Nixon, February 12th, 1972, signed executive orders 11647 to divide the United States into 10 regions, one governor and one UN regional administrator for each region. In 72, when he planned a dictatorship, oh, he sure did. They were going to murder Spiro Agnew, a unit from Los Angeles Police Department, Freemason unit. Oh, yeah. I got the details. They're supposed to kill Agnew in September 1972 at the convention in San Diego. And then Nixon would declare martial law after bombs went off, blamed on liberals several days after. That would give justification for Nixon to declare martial law. That was set up. every president, depending on where they were, had been trying to plan a dictatorship all along. So Obama's nothing new. It's a Luciferian agenda. Family, wake up. Now I said, that's some crazy stuff, you know? So I went deeper in my research, and I discovered, unrelated to all this other, that in 1841, I found out that Clinton Roosevelt, hey, Clinton Roosevelt, 100 years before, Roosevelt, yeah, ancestral cousin to FDR. You know what that rascal did? Yeah, that little rascal, Clinton Roosevelt, 1841, he published in America, and I've got a copy of it now, a document called The Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws. And what that is, or was, I actually could say what is, but what it was, is now, and won't forever shall be, it was nothing more than a plagiarized version of the teachings of Professor Adam Weishaupt of Frankfurt University in Germany. The renegade Jesuit priest who arranged for the Agent Tour of the Illuminati to infiltrate into French Freemasonry in 1776. The secret power which directed the World Revolutionary Movement and the conspiracy of Satan at that time could use Freemasonry to further their secret plans and ambitions, at the same time to cloak their diabolical purpose behind the facade that's a Jewish conspiracy. Which brought me right back what I told y'all an hour and a half ago. That in July 1782, Continental Masonry and Illuminati were wedded. Lengthy negotiations between Weishaupt and members of Masonry. An agreement was reached on December the 20th, 1781, to combine the two orders. That was at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad. And that's where Comte de Varus said, what is going on here? So you had honest Freemasons that were fooled. It took me right back to my other research. It all connected just like a jigsaw puzzle. Y'all been fooled. But I'm not done. In 1841, when Clinton Roosevelt, working with Manzini, Italian, by the way, of Illuminati, Manzini was a disciple of Adam Weishaupt. Adam Weishaupt died in the 1830s. Manzini took over, carried the document that Weishaupt completed and briefed the Congress of Wilhelmsbad and passed it on to guess who? Clinton Roosevelt. And Clinton Roosevelt plagiarized it and called it the Science of Government Founded on Natural Laws. I'm not done. I'm only getting wound up. Because you know what he did with that? Let me tell you what he did with that. He passed that on not only to Karl Marx, who wrote the Communist Manifesto. No, he plagiarized the document by Clinton Roosevelt. In 1848, 7 years later, him and Hengel wrote the Communist Manifesto to set up the Communist ideology by 1848, 1850s. Communism was established. Nothing more than plagiarized view of Adam Weishaupt's plan goes back to Congress of Wilhelmsbad. How about that? Simultaneously, for the dialectic, they assigned Carl Ritter, old guy at the time, to write the antithesis called fascism. So that they would use those two, thesis, antithesis, to foment World War I. is all planned by 1873. By Albert Pike. Put it all together. Now you see how history is so screwed up and full of lies. Oh, this is all documented too. And not just one document. You won't find it in one place. You know old Carl Ritter? That boy, he died kind of early. Frank Nietzsche took over. That's where Nazism came from. Nazism really covers over the black sun. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. Oh, I did anyway. Saturn, the seat of Satan. That's how they go back and forth from the planets to Earth, is by portals, because they're nothing more than balls of light, balls of energy. It's all they are. Through portals, they travel to channel, possess, and lead man into this agenda. Now you see how this really works. So Albert Pike writes up a plan in 1873. And this plan involves, it's called long-range plans of the Illuminati, prove the continuity of the conspiracy from 1841 to 1945. And the planning process in the 1870s required wars between 1914 and 1945. And you know, it's explained that Roosevelt made known his secret plans that goes back to his own generation, all the way back to Adam Weishaupt, to establish a dictatorship in America in March of 1939, when he gave the secret audience to some of his government special committees. It's also been mentioned that Roosevelt was then kept a virtual prisoner after Yalta until his death, which was presumably to prevent him from telling the truth in the event of his conscience troubling him or deathbed confession. That's what God does. He lets people know. You know that those, even in our own lives, you have family members, one of the steps that they're in their last days, they reach up with their hands, not singing a touchdown, but they're reaching up. It is thought, and some people said they've seen. I don't know, I haven't, but people say they've seen angels that's coming to them. I do know that Anton LaVey was screaming when he was going out, when he was dying. So God may let you see where you're heading, just days or hours before you die. Stephen saw Jesus, didn't he? So it's not out of the realm of possibility. This is all what's connected today. Until the Joint Chief of Staff, your Congress, your physicist, your chemist, your educators at Harvard, whatever, unless they understand what I'm telling you today, they will never understand their history. They'll never understand their lives, even on a personal level. They'll always be confused. They'll be teaching wrong information in theology, in philosophy, which is a worthless course anyway. Totally worthless. Yet they teach our children this trash. You do nothing with it. Except pretend to be educated. In the meantime, they're setting up destruction, as I was talking about, and I'm going back to it. So, demolish the foundations of biblical morality was step number one. Now you see how it's being accomplished. And I give the real-life example. Utah to appeal same-sex marriage recognition ruling. It's all of a sudden been hitting, isn't it? Wow. Utah Governor Gary Herbert and Attorney General Sean Reyes filed notice in federal court on Wednesday, that was yesterday, that the state would appeal U.S. District Court Dale Kimball's ruling. Interesting. Validating more than 1,200 same-sex marriages So see, the federal government is forced. That's how these legal people do it. Forced to take control. That's why they did the marriages ahead of time. And then the federal government comes in and says, we demand that you let them have it. You see, that's the game they play. And they're under a blood oath of Freemasonry to carry through without, you gotta have how it works. That's how they do this. Interesting. I am not going to jump the gun and speculate, but I find it very interesting that this U.S. District Court Judge Dale Kimball is a district court judge. I wonder, Kimball had ruled, K-I-M-B-A-L-L, yep, interesting, had ruled that the state must legally recognize hundreds of same-sex marriages performed during a 17-day period beginning December the 20th, 2013, when the state's ban on gay marriage was briefly overturned. See the game they play? Well, I find this interesting because around 1989, there was another Kimball, K-I-M-B-A-L-L, Roger Kimball. Roger Kimball, is he any kind of relative to Dale Kimball? I wonder. Because around 1989, Roger Kimball said, and I quote, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical Marxist and humanist menu at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels. He's in the research I've found for how they've controlled education. He's a part of it. I wonder if they're connected in any way. All the same names keep coming up. Mandel House and Karen House. And oh, it just keeps going and going and going. And you got FDR and you got his cousin back there in 1841 that helped set up the Communist Manifesto. Goodness gracious. What a legacy FDR left. George Bush, Samuel Bush, 1915. Some of the founding members of the War Industries Board, 1915. They keep it in the family, you know. So, demolish the foundations of biblical morality. What else we got? Whoop! Same-sex marriage stands in Oregon after Supreme Court denies stay of ruling. In a one-line order, the U.S. Supreme Court denied the stay of federal judges' ruling that Oregon's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. Oregon officials have ceased to defend the ban. Oregon, right now, as we speak, is working on completing the bill or an act to allow your children under the age of 18 to commit suicide. While y'all worrying about Tiger Woods and golfing and Dancing with the Stars and this Taliban trade something, whatever, Fukushima, and I don't know, whatever else, they're working on an act up in Oregon that they're going to make it required, just like they do the same-sex marriage. They get one state to rule it, that children under the age of 18, if they're disabled, can't commit suicide. Is your jaws dropping yet? I hope they're dropping. And I hope you think, well, this guy on the radio is crazy, and you start looking for it. I'm hoping you do that. Because when you do, you're going to find it's true, and you will find that Belgium already passed it. And then you're going to find the International Rights of the Child, UN International Rights of the Child, will take the children away from the parents worldwide. Worldwide. And that means that they can elect to kill themselves as if it's not already a problem legally, and you can't do anything about it, and they'll help them to kill themselves. Do you all understand what the dickens I'm saying right now? Do you have any idea what I've just said? And they have used Ouija board, drugs, ADH. Well, your child needs to have these antidepressants. They want your children to kill themselves. They're trying to set it up so they can kill themselves. And so you can't stop it or you go to jail if you try. International Rights of the Child. Thanks to Hillary Clinton. She tried to pass it in 1989, but America wouldn't sign it. So they've been working on us ever since to show how children's rights are being taken away, how they're being abused sexually in the schools, all this. So we'll say, yeah, we need the International Rights of the Child signed. They want you to say that. Then when you sign it, the UN owns your children. Well, we have a constitution. Wrong, doesn't matter if you did. You don't, first of all. Number two, if you did, doesn't matter. International treaties override the constitution. Fact. Y'all better wake up. Now, I'm just an old country boy, and I know this. Facts are facts. Fact is, y'all sleeping out there. Somebody better do something and slow it down. Cause them trouble. Go against it. It doesn't talk about overtaking the government. Romans 13 stands. Government, all governments established by God. Sometimes he'll establish a government that doesn't even know his name over people. He did to Israel because they turned away from him. He put them under bondage. Today you've got rebellion. Rebellion is against God. But taking action is not. But rebellion is not part of it. Edmund Burke said, all that's necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. Well, do something, doggone it. Wake up. And their idea of demolishing the foundations of biblical morality, I'm telling you what it is right now. And I'd say allowing your children to commit euthanasia and Harry Carey, I'd say that's against the Bible. Homosexual marriage is against the Bible. Lying, cheating, stealing is against the Bible. I think it's also against the law. Do you think? I wonder. Well, the New Age movement, their motto is, do as thou wilt. That means murder is okay. It's just part of your learning. See, they have not told the New Agers this now, that they're releasing all the felons. They ain't told them that yet. We all should have Christ consciousness, or we're all one in Christ in the New Age. Well, go on ahead. Run it out. And what they're not telling you is that they're going to release all the felons. And let me tell you, those felons, they don't believe in the New Age concept. They don't all of a sudden they have some kind of ascension and guilty conscience coming out that they're going to become nice boys and girls. No. They know what they're doing out there to release our felons. And they're being released as we speak. And they will be the new police force. That's an absolute truth. Oh, man, I wish people knew half what we're talking about. Gosh, this is so darn frustrating. It's driving me crazy. One of the things that really torqued me off is denial. Jewish prophet warns, flee America now. Mass destruction, God's wrath of epic proportions, earth-shaking videos, and blah, blah, blah. Flee America now. Okay, where are you going to go? That's not going to have a world government. Jewish prophet, my butt. It should say Jewish prophet. How much money is it making? Oh, baloney. Flee America. Where are you going to go? How about talking to God? How about praying and fasting? Because that's what it's going to call for. And I've got others that say Obama's tipping point may have been reached. Military coup in works. A military coup. That's really going to solve things with the Freemasons in control. That's one wolf change for another. Looky here. Houston mayor pushes pro-homosexual agenda to create dangers in the restrooms. They've made it, allowed it. For same-sex bathrooms. You see how they're doing? All this is part of it, sneaking up on you. High school principal coming out as gay was so unexpected, I do declare. Now, this is all just this past week. Oh, man. You see what's going on? There's solutions out there. People just don't want to do them. Now, I'm just giving you up-to-date examples of how this agenda is being carried out. Perfectly. Just like they've planned. Now, step number two. Oh, man, we just covered... What happened, man? Hey, we just got step number one, and we're already 15 minutes to go in the program. Okay, I could do this. That means we're definitely going to have part two tomorrow. I got some good ones for you tomorrow, too. I just keep going. Let's see if I can get through this one. Oh, this is a humdinger. 15 minutes. Okay, you ready? Oh, buckle up. Step number two. Did I tell you the joke about... Okay, I will. Step number two. Dismantle the family, patriotism, and individual liberty. Now you see how it fits in? Brock Chisholm, who was director of the world government... Freudian slip. Director of the United Nations World Health Organization. He expressed the typical globalist view when he stated, and I quote, he was in 1946 to 1953 time frame. 46, that was the magic year, 1945, 46. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. You can't get more exact than that. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, and I quote, and also based on her report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, and I have a copy of it, by the way, her previous court opinions, and stated the following. Now, listen to this very carefully. Don't just poo-poo it. Number one, she says the federal government should, in 1978, when this went through, planning for the next 30 years, from 1978 plus 30 years, she said, and I quote, one, the federal government should provide comprehensive child care. That was to get the children out of home. They'll turn your schools into comprehensive child care by having security there to keep you from getting your kids back. Family's already happening. The parents go in there, they get arrested. I need to get my kid out of your trespassing. Get out. That's already happened the past 3 months. I've been keeping track of it. It's already going on now. When y'all gonna wake up? Number two, federal government should, it's 1978 this came out, change the homestead law to provide double the benefits to couples who don't live together as to husband and wife who do live together. You know what that's for? Was to split the families and marriages. And it worked. So you don't have a nuclear family anymore. They're living apart to save money. That was the purpose of it all along. Number three, the federal government should, she said in 1978, draft women in the military and assign them to combat duty and apply affirmative action to the armed forces in order to equalize the number of men and women, and that was to eliminate traditional feminine roles, as I told you all before. Now, in addition to that, I'll add to it, Billy Bob Clinton was to say, don't ask, don't tell. That was allowing homosexuals in the military, with the plan 20 years later, or 30, once it's all set in, is either going to be Bush or Obama, ended up being Obama, to then declare it's okay to come out of the closet. And on the day they said that, they had two Marines in a marriage proposal, two male Marines, on the White House lawn. Is that a show of force or what? It caused a lot of resignings, retirements, family. In 2000, was 11 or 12, anyway, 2011 or 12, there was 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults in the military. There's about 11 or 12,000 male-female, male-to-male female assaults. More male than female. You go into a shower, and there's other men out there. It's like being in prison, man. They say, hey, you looking there, guy. No, I'm not. Yeah, you could look at those. Yeah, that's a problem. Now, you think that those troops are going to fight each other, together against the enemy? No, they're divided and separated. That's what they're doing, is to divide and separate our military forces. To allow the Chinese and Russians to take over. Besides, I've talked about before, 22 to 26 suicides per day is being orchestrated and planned. I'd say 26 suicides per day of our military is pretty much to take down the military, do you think? All this is planned out at the highest level of government. It's about the secret societies and their new world order. Not about patriotism. Not about fellow Americans. It's none of that. That's all just a facade and a lie. In June of 2013, Panetta lifted the ban on women to frontline units, fulfilling Ruth Bader Ginsburg's plan back in 1978. Draft women in the military, assigned them to combat duty. That was accomplished in June of 2013 by Panetta. And not one Joint Chief of Staff had any kind of retort. They should have banded together and say, what are you doing? But they didn't. And then they had all kinds of problems afterwards about women doing the same physical exercises, same physical tests. It wasn't working. And they knew that. Those cowards didn't say a word because they're trying to take down their own military forces. I wouldn't obey their orders if somebody paid me to. Bunch of generals that sold their soul to the devil. As a matter of fact, I can tell you right now, I don't have the names, but I can tell you right now, according to documentation here, without names, that members of the Illuminati, the Council of Foreign Relations, back in the 1990s, with 7 top-ranking members of Joint Chief of Staff and 11 top-ranking officials in the Defense Department and 20 top-ranking officials of the State Department and 14 ambassadors were members of the Council of Foreign Relations in 1993. And so an even, number four is a good one. Number four from Ruth Bader Ginsburg report. She said the federal government should, quote, eliminate traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner, wife as homemaker, and integrate all male and all female organizations such as the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, and sororities. This was to eliminate traditional male roles. That is being accomplished now. Aren't they not trying to bring transgender into the Boy Scouts? Yeah, buddy. That's what this is all about. I'm telling you the genesis of it. Aren't they bringing out, taking away funding from Boy Scouts that don't let homosexuals in? Didn't they have a Boy Scout leader come out as homosexual and they tried to ban him and they went to court, NAACP? See how they do the games? That's how they do it. And the judges and lawyers and so forth are under a blood oath of Freemasonry. Family, I've done research on this right down to the molecule because I don't hold back nothing. I belong to nobody but Jesus. That's it. I'm done. So I don't have anything hold me back with some false loyalty or whatever except to Jesus Christ and King James Bible. And this is not religious. This is what's really going on today, and I've got the evidence for it, and I'm trying to tell y'all so y'all come out of stupor. And those of you that's out of stupor, man, get to work. You're going to lose friends. You're going to lose family members, but family, you got to tell the truth. And those that listen, it's when you open up and start witnessing about the love of Jesus and lead them to the Savior. That's what it's all about. That's the bottom line. You're not going to stop it. And this goes back to the year 1425. This goes back to Nimrod. Family, it goes back to the Garden of Eden. Until today, right now, this is how Satan has been operating. And these preachers, rabbis and priests are failing at their job. And God will hold them accountable in due time. People are not prepared for spiritual warfare. They're not prepared on how to deal with Satan and supernatural beings. They're not renouncing the blood oath and the Freemasonry that goes back four generations of their family to renounce it and ask God for forgiveness of that family bloodline for becoming Freemasons or witchcraft, whichever, or both, or whatever. And that's why you have these problems in home life today. You're not protected. Now, tomorrow I'm going to continue on. I'll talk again about step number two. That's powerful, man. That's a powerful. Then I'm going to talk about more about step number two in the international rights of the child. But then tomorrow I want to talk about in more detail, I hope, about the 21 goals of the Illuminati and how it applies to these five steps. In detail. We've got a full day tomorrow. Tonight, Bible study. 7:30 to 9, we're going to talk more about the millennium reign, which they don't like me to talk about. I'm going to talk about it anyway. Let y'all know that we're played up, our broadcast and Bible studies are played up at highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net, John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, plays our broadcasts. And he does it he just does it for us. We appreciate it. Up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he's got sponsors up there that you all up there might want to help or call up or whatever to help he can increase his outreach. We also have KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network, that plays our broadcasts, simulcasts, and he's making up for us some of the YouTubes or something. I have trouble with that. I don't know why, but I just do. I get a block when I do that stuff, but I'll figure it out eventually. But anyway, so, okay, tomorrow we'll talk about more of the five steps and the 21 goals, Illuminati, and family is spiritual warfare, and that's what they're trying to hide. It's about looking to the future, not the past. They're going to come with a fake rapture, family. It's called the Ascension. Aliens are going to talk about. It's a lie. Lives are going to change in the near future. When? I don't know when. I don't make predictions. But I can see the signs of the times coming. And when it does, oh, you'll know it. And these big old hailstones that fell in Texas, family is created. It has nothing to do with the end times events. Your Hagees and Bagleys and all these other guys is baloney. Family, we're not even the first seal yet. You'll know worldwide when we're in the first seal. The Antichrist will show as a good guy. That's the start of it. Then you got 7 years. Man, we're not there yet. These pseudo-theologians are deceptive. Carl Gallup and the whole rest of them down in Florida. Sixth seal? Sixth trumpet? No, not even close. Definitely not the sixth trumpet. That's ridiculous. Family, get to know your Bible. Don't trust anybody else but you and the King James Bible, the only true word of God in the face of this planet. And that's with evidence, too. Family, it's time to stand up and stick out. And stick up. How they say it? Man up or something? Or woman up? Man up? Whatever. Anyway, it's time to do something and get ready. You got to load your weapons. And that's the word of God is what we're talking about here. It's coming down. It's coming at you. Y'all be ready. Family, I threw a lot of stuff at you today. I know that. And this one wasn't messed with like last night. I'm going to do that millennium rain again because last night I lost it. Lightning or something, I don't know, whatever. My power went off, went back on, and when it came back on, it wasn't recording it anymore or something like that. So I'm going to do it again. But today it got, I hope, recorded, so I'll put it up here shortly. And then you go back and copy down some of the facts I gave you. And always check it out. Don't take somebody's word for it. Man, follow up on these facts. And say, wait a minute, there's not facts. Okay, well, show me. If they're not, I want to know. But if they are, well, there you go. You got to know these things so you know what to fight and what you're up against. Don't dwell on it. Just defeat it. We'll see y'all later. Tonight, 7:30. Tomorrow, 4 to 6. Hit the ground running. Y'all have a good night. God bless. This is the Watchman signing off.
And every fear I'd ever had just melted into the